free my mind. Open my heart with the whispers of truth. To live a conscious life, to live a conscious life. On the growing edge, on the growing edge.
And now, here's Allie.
Hello and good morning. I'm Allie Benjamin, and this is Growing Edge Live, sponsored by Satya Center. And here we're all about inspiring minds, healing hearts, and transforming lives. And today we have a really special show for you, one that is perfect for this time of year as we're in the Thanksgiving week. And my guest today is someone that's going to truly bring us a gift and a blessing that we're going to feel so grateful for. And I'm very, very excited. So as you know, we are here having conversations with soul-centered individuals that are sharing their time, their talent, their energy, their resources, their love into doing good works in the world. And today, my guest, the beautiful, creative, inspiring Karen Drucker, who is, there she is. And Karen is someone that many of us know, especially here on New Thought Media Network. Many of us have grown on our spiritual path with the soundtrack of many of Karen's beautiful songs and chants. And so I'd like to introduce my friend and this beautiful singer-songwriter, author, retreat leader, comedian, and Karen Drucker. Welcome.
Wow. Well, wait a minute. That deserves a... My goodness, Allie. That's like to start the day with all of that. My heart is already filled. So thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, well.
So great you're doing this. I think it's wonderful.
Well, thank you.
You are a wise woman, and you know, to share your gifts with everyone on this kind of a platform, I just think is fabulous. So yay for you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I've been having a lot of fun doing this. You and I have talked a little bit about, I'll talk for myself. I really kind of shine here in my own little world. I'm a little socially awkward. So being around a lot of people all the time can be a little overwhelming.
Me too.
So this kind of intimate thing, just me and my puppy over there and you right there in front of me, is really a beautiful platform for me and a way of sharing my ministry, my messages. It's a good fit for me.
Yeah. Do you know, are you an HSP? Do you know about that? The highly sensitive person? It is, you know, I mean, there's a thing, there's a book called from Elaine Aron. It's a whole movement, and there's a book called Quiet, that's a, you know, New York Times bestseller, but, the highly sensitive person, when I read that, it was like so validating. Cause I thought, wait a minute, I'm this performer, you know, I'm out in front of, you know, hundreds of people, and yet I'm exactly like you. I'm so much more comfortable when it's one-on-one. And, you know, because it used to be I would get off the stage, I had done a concert, and now people are coming up to my table to buy CDs, and the room would literally start spinning. And I'm thinking, what is wrong with me? And when I read this book, it was all about that you could be an introvert, which I am, an introvert with an extrovert job.
Exactly.
That's what it is. It's like you have to realize what it is that you need to be able to do that extrovert job. And for me, and I'm sure this is the same for you, you have to be able to have a lot of alone time, quiet time, that, you know, when I would go to a conference, I would just be exhausted by the time I left and was like, what is wrong with me? And after I read this book, it was really about that I just need a certain amount of time of just, you know, being alone and quiet. And it's like she would talk about that, when you were like this, you're literally filling up your well so that then you could go back out and be with people. But if you don't fill up your well, you get depleted and more depleted, and then you're just kind of a mess. But then, you know, if I was that depleted, I would just keep drawing from my, you know, inner reserves and just keep putting out that energy, but then just burned out. I mean, I'm sorry, but the pandemic for me... you know, like really get to just be home now. And then learning about this platform and Zoom and, you know, doing classes online. I mean, all that stuff, it was really interesting. And now that things are starting to pick up again, I have to really watch my internal compass, you know, of how much I'm out in the world now.
Do you notice a difference between, like, when you go to do, you go to a center or you go to a conference or something and you are around a lot of people since the pandemic and since that, you know, gosh, it, me too. I was like, ooh, time to paint and time to be creative. Right. And so I find it different now somewhat. It's
totally,
everything seemed to change since that
everything experience. I totally agree. Everything has. And, you know, I think that's what, you know, when you're talking about with your title here, Growing Edge, that to me is our growing edge of like, where are our new boundaries? Where do we feel comfortable? What are we saying yes to that before we used to just say yes to it? And now it's like, I feel like I'm in this deeper level of discernment of like, what really fills my heart? What do I feel called to do? I mean, I used to just say yes to everything and, you know, that was great. But I remember I found this button of that said, you know, stop me before I volunteer again, you know, because it's like, you know, saying yes is great, but there's also this great expression that you could be a good person doing good service badly, you know, and in our world of, you know, ministers and practitioners and people who are in this, you know, church world and New Thought world. It's like we just think, oh, I'm in service and I have to say yes to everything. But, you know, one of the songs that I wrote years ago, N-O is my new yes. One of the lines from that song is, how good is my giving? How authentic, how true, when I cheat me just to please you.
Yeah, the pandemic was really a time to shuffle the deck almost. Like we had this opportunity to be with ourselves and, you know, can't say yes to things because nothing was going on. And then now it's, and I know it's been a while, but it feels like I'm just coming out of that whole period.
Me too.
But I'm like weighing it out. There is this new level of discernment. And I think for us introverts, that it does feel like that pause gave us sort of permission to examine our ability to, you know what's best for us as far as, you know, being in large crowds of people or saying yes to things just because we're serving. And
So I'm just trying to get clearer on that, you know, what is really true for me. And to, because I just, my word is authenticity. You know, that is, I always want to be authentic. And if I'm not doing things from that place, I can feel it in my stomach. You know, I can, it's like, I believe your body knows before your mind does. And a lot of times your body will start to give you a sensation, like a, you know, a just sort of a knot in your stomach, but then your mind comes, oh no, I have to do this. And oh, you already said yes to this. And you know, it'll somehow just make it squish down that body feeling first.
Yeah.
But you know, I believe that the pandemic was this reboot for all of us to look at everything and to really, just see what is true. And, you know, and I just find like with, you know, with my retreats or with any workshops, people, I think, really wait until they feel like, okay, this is a yes.
Yeah.
Whereas they used to sign up for things, you know, months and months ahead of time. Now it's like they almost wait till that week to go, or even the day before.
So maybe you could open us up with a little song that would bring us into this moment, this growing edge moment.
I would love to. So I love this. I found this quote from Leonard Bernstein, who said, "This will be our reply to violence. To make music more intensely, more beautifully, more devotedly than ever before." You know, and I just feel like that's what I'm now trying to do with all the music that I do, of just really look at that any song that we sing, you know, we're bringing light to all the darkness that's going on in the world. And so, you know, one of the songs that I do a lot just to remind myself of my blessings is this one. And you know, I think I'm going to do the track because then you get all the...
I'm so grateful.
Let me Let me do it with my little singers here with me. Go. So here's my magic wand for any of you out there that says you can sing. Wait a minute, listen. Oh, it died. There it is. So if anyone ever told you you couldn't sing, now you can. So Allie, you have to make sure you're muted because we can't sing together, unfortunately. But
thank God.
Sing along with me. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful for all that I have. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful. I am so blessed. Let me show you the movements that go with this. I am so blessed. You bring spirit in from the side. I am so blessed. Then you fill up your container. I'm so grateful. Like this. I am so blessed. You just open up your arms all the way. I am so blessed. Then you do a gratitude of a namaste. Grateful. I am so blessed. That's the whole thing. You just go, I am so blessed. So blessed. I am so blessed. So grateful.
I am so grateful for all
that I have. Open up your arms. I like my little blessed sign. Just got that.
I am so blessed. I am so grateful.
Namaste. And release.
I am so blessed.
Got it? Do it again.
I am so blessed.
I am so blessed.
I am so blessed.
I am so blessed.
I am so grateful for all that I have. I am so blessed. I am so grateful. I am so blessed.
Do it again.
I am so blessed.
I am so blessed.
I am so blessed.
Fill up that container.
I am so grateful.
So grateful.
All that I have.
I am so blessed.
I am so blessed.
I am so blessed.
Gratitude.
I am so
grateful. Bring it into a prayer. I am so blessed.
I am so blessed. I am so grateful for all that I have. So blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful for all that I have.
So blessed. So just imagine using this as a morning prayer to just say, I'm so grateful.
I am so blessed. I'm so grateful. I am so blessed. I'm so grateful. I am so blessed.
So just take a breath right now with Allie and me. And just think about, what are you grateful for? Right now in this moment, just think about that. Just drop it in that place of gratitude and think about a few things that maybe in this moment you can be grateful for. I think that's a really great spiritual practice, you know, every morning. To just start your day with just saying, okay, you know, name two things that you're grateful for. And then I think an ending practice at the end of the day, this comes from my friend Rachel Naomi Remen, a wonderful author. And, you know, she has this exercise that I think is great, that at the end of the day, you ask yourself three questions. When you put your little head down on the pillow, you just say, what surprised me today? What inspired me today? And what opened up my heart? What opened my heart? And I think that when you have any kind of a practice in the morning or the evening, it just sets you up to be looking for those things. You know, if you know at the end of the day, you're going to look for what surprised me today or what inspired me or what, you know, what touched my heart. I think you really start to look at the world through gratitude, because you know you're going to ask yourself those questions at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Gosh, just, you know, hearing that song, which for many of us, I know I've gone to countless services at CSLs and independent New Thought centers where they use that song at closing and or somewhere in the service. And it's just sort of this gratitude anthem, this kind of, it's like a portal that takes us into that field of gratitude. And we have so much to be grateful for. And I was reading the newsletter yesterday, and I was hearing, you know, read the first part and, you know, heard you talking about all the things that are going on in the world that are just causing us to feel so helpless and so sad and so frustrated. And then you sort of did a reboot, and then you went into your newsletter in, you know, with what you wanted to share, which was your gratitude for, you know, everything that you've got going and your life. And I know many of us use this time as a time to reflect on that. And so when you were asking me and everyone, you know, what are you grateful for? I was thinking my family, you know, my family, all the creature comforts that we take for granted.
Take for granted. That's
yeah. And, you know, when you say, take a moment to count your blessings, I can really feel the sort of the paradox or the contrast of that. It, so many of us and so many people that I bump into seem to be more addicted to counting their burdens, you know. Totally. So it's all about, you know, what's wrong or what isn't right or what's missing or what they're not content about. And so, you know, having music like you create is that, you know, reminder of what's really important in our lives. And I know that that's why my children and some of my congregation have purchased your CDs, and because it's easy to get sucked into the world of effects, into what's going wrong, and we need to balance it out. Yeah. Can't deny that those things are going on, but, you know, music especially is a way to bring us into that place of feeling our feelings. And especially with music like yours, it's such a affirmative. So thank you.
And that's what I try to do, because I truly believe we have to acknowledge what's happening. You know, that's why with all the talks I'm doing recently, it's like I literally get up on, you know, on the platform and say, how can I be talking about gratitude with all that's going on? You know, we have to look at what's happening, acknowledge what's happening, not do any kind of spiritual bypass of going, it's all good, which I just want to slap people when they say that. That's one of my little pet peeves. It's just, it's all good. Well, it might eventually be all good, but right now, you know, to acknowledge what's happening. And then from that place, realize, okay, you know, there are blessings in my life. And I think it's so interesting to me that, you know, what is it about how we're wired that, you know, like you tend to count your blessings, you tend to get to that place after something has been taken away, and then it comes back. So I just was thinking about, you know, when your power goes out, that you just, you know, you think nothing of, you walk into a room and you flick on the light. But when the power goes out and all of a sudden you have no electricity, and then what is it when it comes back on, you're like, oh, thank you, God. You know, it's like all those kinds of things. And I think I don't want to be any kind of a person that has some physical thing happen. And this has happened to me before, you know, where some physical thing happens where, you know, you're in pain or you're laid up now. And then when you all of a sudden get back to health, you're just, you are so grateful, you know. And I just think it's like to live your life in that state of awe that every morning when you wake up and you're breathing, what an incredible miracle that is.
Yeah.
And, you know, in our philosophy, that's our main philosophy. Whatever you focus in on grows.
Exactly.
Period. You know, that's like the bottom line to what all this is about. So whatever you focus in on grows. So if you're focusing in on what's not working, guess what?
Yeah. Well, I was reading a little bit on your website, your bio, and a little bit about you. And you were sharing that you had been invited to have this Sunday gig long ago, and that sort of brought you into the New Thought world. And you know that we'll get to more about that, but that opened you up to more of this positive thinking, I would imagine. And you know, but what was Karen's life before that? You know, what was it like? What was your journey? Where were you a spiritual kid? Did you have any spiritual bones in your body? Were you even not aware of that? What's been your evolution?
All. No, not at all. Just not at all. I love how I'm getting all these reflections that I have a little, stained glass thing, and all of a sudden it's just kind of coming up. It's great.
It is.
No, I wasn't spiritual. All I did, Allie, was I was a competitive swimmer. I was training for the Olympics. I mean, and I still swim to this day. I'm an open water swimmer and, you know, do all of that. And I'm on a swim team. But no, all I did from 6 years old on is I was a competitive swimmer. So I swam 4 hours a day, and I had absolutely no, no musical training, nothing, you know, and no spiritual aspect to my life at all. My parents, you know, it just wasn't part of their consciousness of having that. Mm-hmm. And the story that is just that I actually mentioned in that newsletter was the turning point in my life. And I always have to think sometimes that, you know, there's just God in the mix here of like how things happen in your life and, you know, the stages, the zigzags of your life of what happens. But when I was 16, Carole King, the singer-songwriter Carole King, moved on my street. And I lived in Laurel Canyon in LA, and I became the babysitter for her children. And so she was remodeling her house and or her recording studio, and she somehow needed to store her piano for what she thought was going to be just a month or so. And I guess had, you know, behind my back talked to my mom, and I came home one day from school, and here was her piano in my bedroom.
And, oh my God.
Yeah. And because of that, you know, all of a sudden, you know, it's because she knew I wanted to do music, but, you know, we never talked about music. It wasn't a thing in our relationship. But all of a sudden now I have a piano in my bedroom. And I took all of that discipline and focus that I had from swimming and applied it to teaching myself how to play piano. And I, you know, just didn't know anything, but I just learned how to play chords and started writing these little teenage angst, you know, songs, and, you know, all of a sudden discovered music. And I couldn't sing my way out of a paper bag. And I remember her advice to me was, she said, it doesn't matter if you don't sing well, if you write your own songs. She said, just look at me, look at Bob Dylan. You know, if you write your own songs, you can get away with anything. So I started became a songwriter at, you know, 17 years old. I was writing all these little songs and performing, and I just loved it. And, you know, I didn't get into my spiritual world until about, you know, about 23 years ago or so, when, you know, I was playing blues bars. I mean, that's the other thing, you know, I'm singing all these blues songs every night. Well, my life was in the toilet because I'm just affirming every night that, you know, everything's awful. And, you know, just did not have any spiritual path at all. But Melissa Felipe, if you know her, she was a music director at a little church in Napa. And she called me and said, hey, I've got this gig for you. You know, I have to sub. I need to find a sub. And, you know, if you could just come and play a few happy songs. And I'm like, I don't do church. I don't know what this is. I'm a rock and roll singer and blues singer. And she said, just come and just sing a few happy songs. And so I just came in with, I don't even know, you know, what songs I sang that day. But it was like, oh, wow, these people are really happy and positive, and I liked the message. And I went, maybe this is a fit. And she started subbing to me more and more. And then eventually she left that church to become a music director of the Santa Rosa Church. And I wound up, you know, that's when my life started, of this spiritual path of hearing these messages every week and going, wow, I just totally relate. And then after I had gone through all my happy songs, I started to listen to the minister's message and go, well, why don't I write a song about what she's going to talk about? And that's when it started. That's when it started for me. And well, see, I want to be the earworm that is in everyone's mind when you go to those dark places, when you start having your inner critic beat you up, that all of a sudden you hear a Karen Drucker song saying,
I will be gentle with myself. I will be gentle with myself. And I will hold myself like a newborn baby child.
I mean, that's what I want, is that you start to reprogram your mind with, oh, I'm going to that negative place. What can I do? Oh, I can sing this song and it's going to remind me of who I am.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just as you're singing it, you know, I've heard that song so many times, and not just from your mouth, but in my mind, you know,
that's what I want.
That, you know, it, so you do have a little earworm in this ear, because your music has really, as I mentioned, has been a soundtrack for so many of us. And in our family, it's that, I mean, I don't know, it's been 30 years, I think. I don't know how long it's been, but I'm thinking about that long since we purchased your first, you know, CD, Songs of Spirit, probably, I don't know.
Yeah.
And at the Bear Valley Church in Big Bear Lake, California, we used to, I was in the choir, and we used to learn all of your songs and sing them. And so, yeah, you have planted those seeds in our hearts. And thank you for that. I've got to stop saying thank you. Even though it's Thanksgiving, I need to hold.
I can
hold
hear
up.
Thank you. That's okay.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's genuinely just such a heartfelt thank you, because our family's been through a lot of ups and downs. My youngest son was ill for 2 years, in and out of the hospital with a spinal cord tumor. I mean, it was just, and your music was there. It's been in hospital rooms. It's been in, you know, meditation groups for us. It's been in the different churches.
Well, and so that's what you're saying about hospital rooms. That's actually one of my main mission statements, because I really did a more of a turn with my music around when my mother was going through cancer treatments, and I started writing specifically healing songs for her. You know, she had a mantra that said, "I'm healed, whole, and healthy." And I went, well, that's, you know, that's a song. And I just went, you know, I am healed, whole, and healthy. I relax and visualize. I am healed, whole, and healthy. I am well. I am well. And so I recorded that for her, so that when she was doing her chemo treatments, she was listening to that, you know. And that's what I thought. It's like, well, why can't it be, when you're going through those kinds of health challenges, that you have music that's supporting you, saying, you know, joy fills every cell in my body, and all these different kinds of healing songs. And that's really one of my main missions, is getting my music into more places like that.
Well, we're about to go to a break, and I just want to say before we do, my husband's mother, Carolyn, died a couple of years ago, and Michael was with her and, you know, holding her during the process. And on his playlist were your songs and other New Thought artists. And, you know, you've been there, you know, and you don't know, but you've been there for probably countless people going through really tough times medically, making a transition.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
What a gift. Yeah.
Well,
all right. So we're going to jump
you.
Off and take a moment, and we'll be back with Karen in just a minute.
Free my mind, open my heart with the whispers of truth, to live a conscious life, to live a conscious life on the growing edge.
On the growing edge.
And now, here's Allie.
We're back.
Back.
So, talking about your mother and, you know, kind of being inspired by what she was needing at that time, and taking her mantra and making it into a chant. So you seem to, your music is directed by or inspired by the needs of those around you.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about that? Like, what else has inspired you to create some of the songs that we all maybe know but don't know where it came from?
Well, interestingly enough, as much as it looks like I'm being inspired by other people, the truth is what I always say every time I start a concert is you get to see what all my issues are. That's what I'm writing about. Because I learned a long time ago with affirmations, you know, I would put little yellow stickies all over the place, all over my house and on the mirror. You know, you have thin thighs, you're a foxy babe, money is coming to you. And I realized if I just looked at those things, it didn't do anything. But when I was able to sing it and embody it that way, it would literally embody it in my being. And I would be, it would be like what we were just talking about, an earworm. I would start to sing, money is coming to me easily and effortlessly, money is coming to me. And I would just say that line, but I would sing it and it would just be like, I would be hearing that all day long, you know, because that's what an earworm is. It just gets in there and it just kind of keeps playing all day long. So a lot of the inspiration is really what it is that I'm going through. And the fact that other people relate to that, I think the more personal I make it, the more people come up to me and say, oh my God, you wrote that for me. But the truth is really, it's like, it's my issue. I'm really trying to work through this. And the way that I work through it is I write about it. And, you know, and then, and it is true. I do actually, when I'm writing a song, I start to think about someone. Like a lot of my healing songs have been inspired by, you know, when we're talking about people going through a hard time physically or, you know, I just have this vision of like someone in their hospital room, like all their family has left and now their surgery is the next morning and somehow they wake up at 2 o'clock and it's dark and their gremlins in their mind just come in with worry. And, you know, I just look at that and think if there's a song that could say, like I have one that I wrote with Gary Lynn Floyd. Be not afraid, for I am with you always. Be not afraid, for I am always with you. Be not afraid, forever and always I am with you. Be not afraid. And so I think about, you know, writing something like that, that they're going to maybe remember that song and put it on repeat over and over until they fall asleep. And that's what inspires me.
There should be a prescription written at the doctor's office and listen to these five songs.
Well, actually, someone made me up a little doctor's, you know, how they write out prescriptions. And they had a thing Dr. Drucker prescribes, you know, listen to I Am So Blessed 3 times a day. You know, here you go. Here's your prescription.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Yeah. Actually, I should really make that up. That is a kind of fun idea. But yeah, I mean, that's what I want. And I mean, someone said, God, you have a song for absolutely every condition. And it's true. You know, I really do. It's like I just look at the different things that have gone on in my life that I want to affirm. And then people, you know, people have come to me and said, you know, this is what I'm going through. Can you write a chant for me? And, you know, if I have a few lines that, like I actually on my last album, I have a song, a friend of mine came to me and said her friend was making her transition. And her line that she said to everybody, she would go up to everyone and say, do you know that you're beautiful, true, and divine? You just need to know you're beautiful, true, and divine. And she said, you know, could you write a little chant? And I came to Gary Lynn Floyd, who is one of my favorite songwriting partners. And we wrote this little chant that just said, you are beautiful, true, and divine. Mm-hmm. You are beautiful, true, and divine. When I look in your eyes, I see you shine. You are beautiful, true, and divine. And so we recorded this and gave it to her before she passed. But then I called Gary and said, you know, this song is calling to me. It's not just a chant. It feels like it's a song. And that's one thing that's interesting. Sometimes these little chants will just come out, but then it feels like there's more to say. And then we wrote a full song around it. And, you know, so I just think it's whatever is up in the world right now that I will feel like I need to tell myself this affirmation. And that's how I write these songs.
So you inspire so many. Who has been your inspiration? Who are some of the people that have really inspired you over the years?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know, you know, musically, you know, people like Bonnie Raitt and Eva Cassidy and those kinds of singers. And within the New Thought movement, Karen Taylor Good and Stowe Daly, they're called Stowe Good, but brilliant songwriters. Gary Lynn Floyd is one of my favorite writers. what he's done with Jamie Lula, some of the songs that they have. But then I think on a personal level, I used to do quite a lot of work with Joan Borisenko, and you know, just you know, people like that that are doing brilliant work in the world. I've worked with Jean Houston, Alan Cohen. You know, I get inspired by so much. I think I'm just like this little, you know, open being, just always kind of going, ooh, this line and that line. And, you know, and I just always say to people when I teach songwriting workshops, I always say to people, the difference between a songwriter and one who wants to be is that the songwriter always has a pen and paper with them, or their iPhone, that they can record that idea, you know, and it's an allowing. That's what I think creativity is. It's just, it's an allowing of saying, I want to be open to, you know, ideas. And all you have to do is just have your mind be open that you will hear yourself or other people say lines that you go, ooh, song title. Ooh, song idea. You know, and I feel like I have a little butterfly net, like, ooh, scoop it. Ooh, there's another one. You know, that's all it is. It's just being open to it and just, you know, giving yourself that permission that you can do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not a singer and not a musician, but I paint.
But see that right there. Wait. That's what I always jump on. When people say, I'm not a, as soon as you do that, you, okay, so I'm sorry to jump on you, but this is one of my pet peeves. Because that's what we do. We just say, oh, I can't do, or I'm not a. And you literally make that neural pathway in your mind that says, oh, I'm not. And you keep affirming that every time you say it, because you'll just say it as an aside. Oh, I can't do that. I'm not a cook. I can't do math. I can't. But you say that over and over. And I truly believe, this is kind of a weird little thing that I have, but I truly believe there is a magic genie, a magic spiritual genie that is living up in your head or in the ethers that goes, yes, master, I'll make it so. And it will literally, if you think you can't sing, you'll be in a group of people and it's like, okay, let's all sing together. And you'll have one person sitting next to you that you have somehow manifested that might give you a look like this, you know, like that you'll go, oh, see, I can't sing. But what happens is you're literally putting, like, you know, cotton balls in your ear every time you do that so that you literally can't even hear. And I truly believe I'm on this mission to say that everybody can sing. Everybody can be creative. We just have to stop. We have to just start allowing ourselves to hear what we say about that judgment, that belief that we keep affirming. So with that, go ahead. You said
okay.
You can.
All right. So let me just restate that. I am a singer in my own private space.
There you go.
And sometimes within my family's, we were driving to ice cream last night and we were all singing along to Adam Levine. So we do sing. So good. There you go. And what I was sort of getting to was, I know that as I'm painting, because that's what I do, I seem to be in a particular place where I'm just open, you know, to maybe the muse is whispering in my ear, or, you know, there's something that's inspiring me. And then there's this delicious feeling of like this download of ideas of what wants to come through. Right. And like you with your phone or your pad, you know, that I'm just like streaming all of this energy that comes through into a painting. And it's just such an amazing process to bring the invisible into time and space.
Isn't that the best?
It is. So whether we're a visual artist or a music artist or floral artist or whatever it is, there's that wonderful thing that we share. And people that aren't what we would call creative, maybe, that don't think they're creative, are creative.
Yes.
Because like you said, we're always creating something with what we're saying and what we're giving our attention to. And I just want to sort of just connect in that area of how delicious it is to be in that creative space and to be in that sort of open space. And so this is my long-winded way of getting to the question. Do you believe that you get inspiration from a higher source or from your higher self, or angels, or I mean, you sing about angels. And so I'm just wondering, what's the more mystical or woo-woo side of
Great inspiration? Question. Yeah, I would say that is what it is, that it does come from. Well, first of all, I have to be open. You know, I have to be open. And one of the things that I wrestle with in my personal life is being too busy. You know, so my mind is just chewing on, oh, I've got to talk this weekend and I've got to work on that. And I've got to, so that I really believe that what happens for me is I, you know, when my mind is caught up in other things, it's almost like the door is closed to that creative side of me. And I'll tell you, Allie, when the pandemic happened, I went through, I mean, on one hand, I was thrilled that I had time back because I had the entire year booked. I didn't have hardly any time off. I had just done that to myself. And all of a sudden I was getting this time back. But on the other hand, I went through this real funk because I thought, well, I'm not performing and people aren't really buying CDs anymore. And it kind of like a big, gigantic, why bother? Why bother writing? Mm-hmm. You know, it's like no one's going to hear it. I didn't understand yet about streaming and how to get my music out there in a different way. It was like I just felt like I was in this block. And what was so amazing was my friend Gary Lynn Floyd said, you know, why don't we just start writing once a week on Zoom, just with no intention of letting it, like, we don't have to think about recording it or anybody else is going to do it, you know, hear it. Just write, just to write. And I'm telling you, it was just this medicine for my soul to get back into exactly what you were just talking about, the unseen, like nothing is there. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere comes this thing. Like, where did this come from? And I have to really believe that it was because I wasn't so busy that all of a sudden it was like 11 o'clock show up, and sometimes nothing would come in our hour of being together, but sometimes, you know, something would come out of nowhere. And it was just like, where did that come from? I mean, one of the most powerful, beautiful songs that I feel that manifested from this time is this song called Every Step is Holy, Every Breath is Life, Every Moment Precious, When Held Up to the Light. I mean, just this beautiful chant that just emerged out of nowhere. And so, yes, I do believe it comes, you know, from this other. I mean, when I even look at the line I told you before about the N-O is my new yes, of how good is my giving, how authentic, how true. I didn't write that. That was my spirit saying, girlfriend, you need to hear this line. you need to have this come through you to be able to say this to yourself over and over.
Yeah. Gorgeous. So what you take people on adventures through your workshops, through the retreats that you do. Is there some person or something that happened in one of your workshops or something like that touched your heart? I'm sure there's been many, but a sort of a standout person that had a shift or came to a you know, healing whilst, you know, in one of your retreats or workshops?
Yeah. Well, I would say that's my biggest motivation in doing these workshops, these women's retreats, is to see people come in a certain way and then watch their, I'm all about transformation, whether it's me or somebody else. I just love seeing before, you know, I love before and after pictures. You ever watch the HGTV? I love seeing here's what the room looked like before and here's what it looks like afterwards. I mean, I just like, I can't wait to get to the reveal. Yeah. And it's the same way with these retreats that you see people come in, you know, with you could feel the burden of whatever is happening with them. And then to see just the gradual transformation of just like, even I have an exercise where people walk around, you know, towards the end of this retreat and they'll say, you know, the beauty I see in you is, and the person has to receive it. And then they have to say, yes, I am. And the beauty I see in you is, and the person has to say, yes, I am. Sometimes I put myself in the circle, but sometimes I just watch it. And you see people's faces just go, really? You know, that's how you see me. And you just see this, like, layers come off. And, you know, by the end, it's just to see them walk out different is just... So do I have a specific incident? You know, I would have to say there's so many that I can't even think of one, because they mm-hmm. it's almost like every single weekend will be for all of us, you know, for all of us, that there will just be that shift. You know, mm-hmm. I have a song that I do sign language a lot in my songs. And I have this one mm-hmm. song, I'm beautiful, I'm powerful, I've let go of my past and I celebrate who I've become. And the sign language for who I've become is that. Wait, let me do it.
Oh, wow.
It's just boop. And that's what I think is so interesting about a retreat or a workshop or coming to church or hearing a talk like what we're doing, that you could have some thing that you've been working on for years and years and years. And all of a sudden, it just like the truth, that aha moment just lands at that moment. And instead of like, it's like this big upheaval and this big thing, all of a sudden it's just boop, boop. It just shifts like that.
Right.
And that's what I think is so amazing.
Will you, I want to hear more about your, the things that you've got coming up. And before that, I'd love it if you would play another song.
And I'd love to.
Could it be a gratitude song, because it is Thanksgiving this week?
Let me, the gratitude, are you looking for a specific, like the gratitude before me song or whatever? Can I?
I love all of them.
Let me do a new, this is off my last album. Let me do this one. This is one of my favorites. So this is easy. So once again, sing with me. Dude, it matches my outfit too. Sometimes I need only to stand wherever I am to be blessed. Sometimes I need only to stand wherever I am to be blessed. That's the whole thing. Sing with me now. Sometimes I need only to stand wherever I am to be blessed. Ain't that the truth? Sometimes that's all it is. Sometimes I need only to stand wherever I am to be blessed. Got to sing it again. Sometimes I need only to stand wherever I am to be blessed. Sometimes I need only to stand wherever I am to be blessed. Here's the next part. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. So blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. So from the top. Sometimes I need only to stand wherever I am to be blessed. Sometimes I need only to stand wherever I am to be blessed. Sometimes I need only to stand wherever I need only to stand wherever I am to be blessed. Second part. I am blessed.
I am blessed.
I am blessed. I am blessed. I'm so blessed. I am blessed.
I am blessed.
I am blessed.
I am blessed.
Sometimes I need only to stand wherever I am to be blessed.
Ah.
Wow.
See, I want my songs to be like, you could just close your eyes and just keep singing that over and over, you know, just to go, sometimes that's all it is. I just need to stand right where I am, look around, look at the clouds,
yeah,
and just realize it.
Yeah, thank you.
These are all reminders, you know, just reminding, because we all know this stuff, but it's like, if you have a song that can remind you of that, bring you back to center.
Mm-hmm. So what does the world need now? I know the song, you know, Love, Sweet Love, and obviously that's what the world needs now. But as you sit at this, we all sit at this moment of the now where all of this stuff is going on in the world that doesn't make sense. And we're always at the sort of the green growing edge of our own becoming, our own evolution. And what is the message that Karen would like to share with the world at the moment?
What peace begins with me. Peace begins with me. When I come from peace, peace is all that I see. Peace begins with me.
That's it.
All right, that's it. That's the message.
Peace begins with me. Love begins with me. I mean, it's just when we keep putting it out there and going, if only our leaders are, if only, you know, this would happen and the, you know, our two political parties could come together, if. You know, but it's got, the only way that I can deal with it is to just keep going. It begins with me. What can I do that's peaceful today? Mm-hmm. What can I do that's loving today?
So obviously you've got all of these resources, these songs that are just like right there for you. Are there other things that you lean on to sort of keep you going, to support you when you're in a downward place?
Oh yeah. And I get there. I go there. Definitely. And that's what's so funny. Sometimes I'll be beating myself up for something and then I just go, oh my God, but you wrote, I will be gentle with myself, and you're beating yourself up and say what an idiot you are, you know, you fraud. So, you know, I just sometimes, I mean, it's very funny because some of my friends will say, you know, there's this Karen Drucker song you should listen to. And I'm like, shut up. But, you know, when I get in that place, the best thing I can do for myself, for me, water. Water is my healer. I just, mm-hmm. if I can get in the water and swim, if I can be in nature, I mean, where I live in Northern California, go to, you know, we do these walks every night and I go to Muir Woods and I just am in those enormous redwoods and I'm smelling that air of the, you know, the trees, the smell that that gives off. When I go to nature, it just like heals me so I can deal again.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really, for me, it's nature and just coming, everything is about coming back to my heart.
Yeah. So we're just about at the end of our show, and I'd love you to share a little bit about how people can connect with you, how they can work with you. What do you got going on?
Thank you. Well, the best way that people can connect with me is just to go to my website, which is karendrucker.com. Thank you very much, Michael, for putting that up. And sign up on my email list. And what I do every month is I send out a newsletter with a little essay of something that I'm thinking about. But I send out my calendar. I send out a free song. And this next year, you know, I'm really committing to my women's retreats and doing, you know, just a spring one in Asilomar, which I just love. Asilomar is my happy, happy place. So, and I'm doing them, you know, that's the other thing that happened for me, Allie, in this pandemic. I'm doing everything a lot smaller. Mm-hmm. It fills my heart a lot more when it's a smaller group, an mm-hmm. intimate group. Mm-hmm. So a lot of my retreats now are just like 20 people, you know, so.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so I'm doing retreats all throughout next year, and all that stuff would be on my website. So,
right.
And well, doing singles, putting, you know, I just recorded Peace Begins With Me. I'm going to put that out, you know, probably next month.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, thank you. And thank you for the years that you've given all of us with your heart and your song and your music. You're such a blessing to us all. Thank you.
Well, thank you for having me. And what you're doing is beautiful. I really appreciate being on. So thank you.
Awesome. And thank you to you, whoever you are watching. It's been so lovely to hear Karen and her music and the gift that she gives us through her great connection with spirit. And thank you, Karen. Thank you, New Thought Media Network, and Michael, our producer. And next week, my guest will be Dennis Merritt Jones. So see you next week, Growing Edge Live. Peace and blessings. Love you.